Depression and the Five Ways to Wellbeing. My name's Suzanne and I'm one of the trainers at Swindon and Gloucestershire Mind. At Mind, we support people with many different types of mental health issues, and this short podcast is focused on depression. Whether you have a long-standing diagnosis of depression or maybe a more recent drop in mood, perhaps affected by this very abnormal pandemic situation we're in. And even though there is a current improvement situation going on, we are still far from the normality that we once knew, and this still could be affecting your mood. So what is the five ways and how can we help? How can it help depression? The Five Ways to Wellbeing was created by the New Economics Foundation as part of Foresight's Mental Capital and Wellbeing Project, using state-of-the-art research from across the world to consider how to improve everyone's mental capital and well-being through life. The first of the five ways is connect. Connecting to others, connecting to self, connecting to our pets, connecting to nature. This can all help support and enrich our day-to-day. Connecting with a low mood can be a challenge because we can naturally self-isolate and withdraw. And unfortunately, within COVID, it may be that others who may have otherwise noticed that you've withdrawn and isolated yourself perhaps wouldn't notice so much. So it's really important to make connections, even if we do feel that we need to withdraw. It might be a real challenge because you may have spent so much time with your negative thoughts and thinking about how difficult life is. So to connect with others can help also in giving you a break from those negative thoughts. So to begin with, maybe think of one person, just one person that you can call or text to arrange to meet or go for a walk. Maybe that's a way to start connecting again. Maybe say hello to the cashier when you get your shopping. Think about small steps that you can make to start breaking the isolation and reconnecting with people. Also, connect with yourself. Be kind to yourself if you are feeling low in mood. Think about what you might say to a friend if they were struggling with a low mood. How can you be your best friend and be gentle with yourself? Maybe talk to a family member or a good friend that you can trust about how you're feeling. That might help. Connecting with pets can be really helpful. If you don't have any pets, is there somewhere local that you can go to watch or connect with animals, such as horses or ducks on the local pond? Which ways of connecting would help you? And which is the first step that you could take in your day to begin to improve those connections? The second of the five ways is give. Giving to self is important, but also giving to others around us as well. Giving to self helps us, helps with a sense of self-value. Giving to others is rewarding, and it also helps build connections. So give as in looking outwards. Suggest doing something nice for a friend or a stranger. It could be giving a smile to people. This can be a real effort, and it may be a challenge to look up and around you. But giving smiles to others can help us feel better about ourselves. Also, giving compliments is a way to give. And when we are thinking of positive things to say to someone else, that may help us feel a little more positive. Sometimes an outward focus can give us a break from our worries. Give looking within. What is really going on to be beneficial to you at this time? What things did you used to enjoy doing? What might be a first step towards those things? How about colouring? Or maybe finding your favourite video to watch? Or a piece of music that you love to listen to? So think about some ways that you can give to yourself in a positive way and to others. The third of the five ways is keep learning. Learning increasing confidence, and it can be fun. So think about trying something new. There's a place on the NHS website called Mood Zone. This would help may help you monitor your mood, and by understanding what's happening with our mood and what we're experiencing, can help us manage it differently. So maybe that's something to try. Mood Zone on the NHS website. How about finding a jigsaw puzzle, a word search or a Sudoku book, and spend some time each day challenging your mind and learning how to resolve puzzles. Learn also what is the best time of the day for you. At what time in the day do you have the most energy? So how can you make the most of that time when you have that energy? Think about ways that you can keep learning. The fourth of the five ways is being active. Exercise gives us a feel-good factor, which can help improve our mental health. So being active and exercise releases endorphins, which actually can help lift a mood. How much exercise do you currently get every day? What would be your first step to being more active? That might be getting up by 10 a.m. and cleaning your teeth. It might be dancing to your favourite song every day. It might be moving around and maybe going outside in the garden every day. So think about how you might take a first step into becoming more active every day. Maybe you could do some marching on the spot while the kettle's on in the morning for a cup of tea. Think about what steps you can achieve, and remembering how important being active is for you and how it actually can help with lifting the mood. And then the fifth of the five ways is to take notice. So taking more notice of what's going on around you and reflecting on your experiences can help you appreciate what matters to you. So this is about being curious, taking time to notice what's going on around outside. With a low mood, we can spend a lot of time thinking and feeling, or may even feel quite numb. Make a point of looking out of the window and take notice of what is out there. The clouds, the colours of the sky, the trees, people walking down the street. What is the daily story from your window? Again, this is something that if you focus on what's going on outside, can give you a break from your thoughts and feelings. Take notice of something new. Also taking notice of your environment. What's the room like where you spend the most time? Is there anything that you can change or freshen up, which may help with your own energy levels? Maybe have a hoover or dust, a tidy up, and then notice. Take notice how you feel once that's done. Notice what helpful strategies help lift your mood. What positive distractions may help give you a break from your negative thoughts. And find more ways to do these. It's so easy to spend the day thinking about negative experiences. At the end of each day, reflect on one positive experience. Focus on every aspect of what made that a positive experience. Who, when, how, where, and also your senses. What did you see in this positive experience? What did you hear, touch, feel, and smell? This can help you increase your memory of positive experiences, increasing a feel-good factor within you. I hope some of these suggestions are helpful or help you think of other options that will work for you. The main thing to do is do something different. Take action, no matter how small. Every step can help. Make one or two small, realistic goals to help yourself step onto a journey towards how things are when you're feeling well.